The day started with a class led by Senior Ranger Scott Reist.
If your rat Finky's not catching anything, try just a little teardrop jig or go to the little Rapala.
Today we're teaching people how to catch crappies through the ice, focusing on equipment, strategies, everything that takes, electronics, just everything that's involved in catching. We did an hour and a half presentation in a classroom, and now we're going to go out on the ice and hopefully reinforce all that and catch some fish for the next couple hours. The fishing has been good. People have been coming out and catching multiple species at once. We'll see. The weather is so-so. That does play an effect, you wouldn't think. And we are getting a little bit late in the morning for crappie fishing. Usually we fish early morning till 10 o'clock. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll put some fish on the ice and have a good day. The big thing is they'll take the knowledge they learned here and hopefully use in the future to catch more fish.
Everyone bundled up to head out into the wet and cold. Two old-timers, though, Wayne Blacker and Tom Bain, decided not to fish today. But that doesn't mean they're new to this.
Well, let's see. I've been fishing since I was five, so that's 70 years. I probably ice fish for probably 20 years. Fishing's my thing.
We're still debating about ice fishing today, but we're going to go one of these days, I'm sure.
Like I said, you got to be careful of the ice because we haven't had any good cold weather yet. So we really got to be careful.
There were plenty of others, though, that went out. A train of people hiked across the ice to the northeast corner of the lake near the dam. A thick, heavy snow fell quietly as some of the first holes were drilled.
So, remember the ice scoop?
Yeah.
Look at all the slush in there. So we'll clean the slush out.
There were a few veteran fishermen, mostly from the western slope. One man came down from Denver to be there. There were also some people new to ice fishing.
About ice fishing?
I don't know nothing about ice fishing.
So you don't ice fish normally?
No, I've never been ice fishing.
Have you been fishing regular?
I don't enjoy fishing. My granddaughter does, and so I heard about it and brought her out here to try it.
That was Montrose resident Dave Brees. He says it's a way to keep her engaged in fishing.
Well, we moved from Kansas, and we had a lake in our backyard, and since she was about 6 years old, she'd go down there first thing in the morning and throw a line out, and she'd be catching 3-pound bass. And when we moved out here, she wanted to go fishing, so I figure out ways to take her fishing.
It's her first time ice fishing, and she likes it.
My name is Kyla, and I like fishing, like, a lot.
What do you like about fishing? It's cold, it's wet.
Well, not about that. I just like catching them for the fun and just like, I just like them. It's been in my whole life forever. It was like my dream to do, but since we moved, it was like really sad for me because I used to have like a big stuff of bass and now it's all gone and now I have to do this and catch trout and stuff. But that's fun too, so.
By noon, only one fish had been caught. I was cold and wet and hungry, so I packed it in. But the rest of the anglers, including Kyla, stayed out. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.